Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Welcome back to the Joe Beamer Show. We are the financial guys in for Joe Beamer today. Mike Spiraza, Glenn Wiggle in studio. Mike Hayflick of the Financial Guys joining us later on in the show. A lot to get to, Glenn. We're going to do some fun game show in the last half hour of the show today. So maybe we can give out some Financial Guys merchandise. Is that cool with you, Glenn?
Absolutely. I love doing game show.
All right.
Everyone's a winner. I'm with the Financial Guys, so that's always fun. We don't have to worry about last time I was on, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had Ron Wasko on.
Yeah.
And he's unbeatable. I mean, I tell you, if it's a political question, I mean, he got everyone right. I mean, I was throwing some hard stuff out there, like back in the 1970s and blah, blah. He's like, boom. He was knocking them out. I think he actually got every single one right. I don't think a single caller actually beat Ron Wasko. But we still gave away the prizes, so we'll do the same thing. We don't have Ron in studio today, so you don't have the political brain, historical brain with us. So we'll have to do our best to maybe people have a chance of actually getting it right, and we'll get it wrong. But anyway, it'll be fun.
Ron retains information the way that you do, Glenn. Very, very smart. I will say, we'll see. Yeah. We'll play today. Who's smarter, Mike Hayflick or Ron Wasko? Because we'll quiz Hayflick later in the show.
Yeah, well, if it's political trivia, my money's on Ron Wasko. I'm not saying pure intelligence or anything, because Hayflick's a real smart guy. But if it's political trivia, you got to give that nod to Ron, I say.
So. We're going to get to that later in the show. Glenn, I want to tease as well. You're doing an interview tomorrow, on our Saturday show, the Financial Guys radio show on Saturday, with Chris Collins as well. So tune into the Financial Guys tomorrow, 1 to 3 here on WBEN, WHAM in Rochester on our Financial Guys app. You'll hear Glenn talking with Chris Collins about a lot of different things. So join us for that as well. Glenn, I want to start today, though. Let's do our polls for today so people can call in. 716-803-0930. They can call in and give us their thoughts. How do you feel, or do you approve or disapprove of the Trump agenda so far? A couple of things we're going to talk about first will be involving Trump as well. So do you approve or disapprove of the Trump agenda thus far, almost 9 months into the Trump administration, the second Trump administration, that is? And Glenn, I know
what do you like? What don't you like? I mean, there's definitely a couple things that I don't like, and I'm happy to talk about that. A lot of things I do like. Mike and I have talked a lot about safety, and he's still, the border was done in like 30 days. I mean, that's amazing. You think about the years and years. They talked about, we can't do anything without Congress, and the Republicans are blocking. Well, it turns out Trump was right. We didn't need a new Congress. We just need a new president.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So all it took. And now he's moved on to D.C. And even the liberals are loving it, right? I think the mayor of Baltimore came out and said, bring it here. We need it too. Bring it. I mean, we'll take it. We'll take the help. I mean, nobody wants crime. I don't care what party you're in or what color you are. Nobody wants crime in their neighborhood. Nobody.
You know who hasn't agreed with it, Glenn, is the mayor of Chicago for some reason. Brandon Johnson wants nothing to do with the Trump administration and the National Guard. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, the criminals can go there. I mean, if Trump puts the National Guard in D.C. and cleans up D.C., it's not as if the criminals sit around and go, we'll just wait. You know, we're just not. No, they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if he cleans up Baltimore, they're going to go somewhere else. And if New York City gets cleaned up, they're going to go somewhere else. If Chicago is the last place that's left, I mean, you hear from these criminals, we do our business in New York, we go to Florida to spend the money. Right, we don't do the business in Florida. We're not robbing people's houses in Florida, because if we do, number one, if we get caught, we're going to jail. Right, in New York, we get let out
or killed in Florida.
That's number two. Yeah, we're also very likely to be shot. Right, in New York, that's a much less of a probability. So, criminals know. They know where the easy spots are.
But before we get into NYSEG and Intel, Glenn, because I want to talk about those two things here, I did want to bring up, you mentioned D.C. This was earlier this week, but just an example of what's going on in D.C. right now. This was, I think, Tuesday of this week, so it was talk about Monday. 86 arrests, 10 illegal guns seized. That brings a total of 1,007 arrests and 111 illegal guns off the streets. 12th day of no homicides. What's wrong with that?
Well, the amazing thing is again, the liberals are another 80-20 hill they're going to die on. I mean, it's they're out there claiming that the stat, you know, even Gavin Newsom, you know, the cities in Florida are more violent than the city. Look, you have police chiefs and it's they're on record in the case of D.C. He's on he's been dismissed or he's on leave under investigation for underreporting the crime stats. We know this is a thing, right? We know for a fact that many of these cities are not. So, of course, San Francisco is much safer than Miami. I don't think so. I mean, I have no problem going down to Miami and walking around anywhere. I'm not doing that in San Francisco anymore. I used to. It used to be a place, but that's not the case anymore. So you could talk about the stats all you want, but you're telling people to not believe their own eyes, right? And their own eyes, their own experience, again, no matter what political party you're in, are saying things like, we have bad crime in our neighborhoods and we need some help in these places that are run by Democrats mainly. So
Glenn, can we talk about Florida? Cause you obviously live there. Yeah. Is there a city in Florida that you would not walk through at this point or feel comfortable in? Are there cities down there like that? Because some states like New York, I mean, look at New York, Rochester, Buffalo, New York City, three places I will not be comfortable not looking over my shoulder everywhere I go. California, L.A., San Francisco, Oakland. I mean, these are places you just don't want to be. Is that how Florida is?
No, not at all. I mean, there's definitely some bad places. Don't get me wrong. Right. I mean, there are some areas that are more dangerous than others. But, you know, Jacksonville is probably the worst, I would say, from what I understand. And, of course, you know, Jacksonville, you say, well, see, this is what the Democrats like to do. See, it's a Republican governor, and Jacksonville's crime is bad. What they forget to tell you is that it was run by Democrats for, like, the previous decade. Right. So it takes time to clean stuff up. Right. It's not super simple. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like New York, though, where you just don't go in certain spots. I mean, there's, you know, there's areas in certain places like Chicago, even the police aren't going to go. Like, I'm not going there. The officers won't go there. You're like, oh, my gosh. Right. Maybe I shouldn't go there either. I think, you know, Mike and I have talked about this for a long time. And Mike especially has hit on this. And he's right. Nothing happens without safety. Right. If you have a crime riddled neighborhood, stores don't open, they close, right? Businesses don't come there, they leave, right? Yep. So safety bleeds over into so many other things, especially when it comes to economics. You're simply not going to have the same economic activity in places, you know, certain places in Buffalo as you are going to have in Amherst, right? Mm-hmm. Every major brokerage firm is in Amherst. Every one of us, right? I don't care if you're, you know, Payne Weber, they're gone. We used to work there 25 years ago. They're at UBS Financial now. They're up on Main Street. Merrill Lynch is over on, they're gone too. I guess Bank of America, we'll call them. They're over on Sheridan Drive, right? We're over on Spindrift, right? We're all in Amherst, right? All of us. Now, do they still have some locations downtown? Oh, yeah, but they're shrinking, right? Yep. Those places eventually will be completely gone. Why? Because of safety. I worked downtown at Payne Weber for 3 years. My car was broken into 4 times. That was in the 90s. 4 times in 3. Yeah. I'll never forget. In fact, we were doing the radio show one time on an old station downtown in the Rand Building, and I'll never forget this. I'm literally on the air. It was a Sunday afternoon. We used to do a show like 11 to 1 or 11 to 12 or something. It was the very first year we were on the air, very, very first year, 1999. I'm looking out the window, and I literally watched a guy break my window and rob my car. I couldn't do anything about it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm looking at my car in the parking lot with smashed glass all over the place and a guy rummaging through my car. I'm like, you know, 4 times. Yeah. Now, do you think I want to work downtown? No. What do we do the minute I left Payne Weber? Where do we put our office? Amherst. Guess where it's staying? Amherst, right? Staying in Williamsville. No chance. I don't care what kind of taxes you give me. I'm not bringing my employees downtown. I'm not bringing my clients downtown. Not going to happen. The last thing I want is a client to come in and say, geez, Glenn, my car got broken into in your lot. No way. Now, maybe it's better now. I don't know. Not taking the chance. So safety is everything. And if you don't have that, whether it's D.C. or Baltimore or whatever, you're not going to have the economic activity. And that just spirals, right? So you don't have the economic activity. Now you don't have the jobs. Now you've got more welfare. Now you've got more people sitting around doing nothing. And so they resort to more crime. And oftentimes it's just petty crime. You know, it's breaking in the cars, it's breaking in the houses, it's stealing money and things like that to get by because there's no jobs, no business, because there's no safety. So safety is the number one thing. And I think Trump deserves an A++++ when it comes to that for sure. If you want to chime in, by the way, 803-0930 and *930 is a free call and a cell. Of course, 1-800-616-9236. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I mean, you know, and I laugh, you're like trying to figure out places in Florida that you just wouldn't go. And you said one place. Look at New York, our three biggest cities, probably. New York, Buffalo, Rochester, all are war zones. I mean, you know, people in Rochester call into our Buffalo show all the time on Saturdays, Glenn, telling us about things. Buffalo, we know we're here. I mean, you can't do that. And Glenn, one thing you didn't say, and I'll add to your, you know, your list of things that are earlier. Also in these states, smart people just leave. Smart, financially sound people that can leave, I shouldn't say all of them, but that don't have families here that want to move their families, they leave and go to places like Florida, Texas, the Carolinas. Yeah. That's a big tax issue for the state when your high-incomers are just walking away.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I will say I don't agree with everything he's done. So if you want me to throw out something that I don't agree with, then we can, you know, just so we're kind of balanced a little bit. You know, I think people are like, oh, you guys just follow Trump. That's all you think about. Not the case. When it comes to his latest move, which is purchasing 10% of Intel, I totally disagree with that. Now, I get what he's thinking, right? He's named a number of things that are critical to American defense, right, and America's best interest. Semiconductors were one of those things, right? Semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, aerospace and defense. What else was there? A couple other things that were out there that he listed off. Energy, independence, and then the rare earth minerals. Those are the five things. And you see he's following that agenda, right? He's out there signing deals for rare earth minerals. He's doing what he can on oil production. So now his latest move is to take an equity stake in Intel in an effort to make sure that America continues to dominate in the semiconductors. We have those, you know, ability to produce those here. The negative part of it is I am not a big fan of government investing or buying and owning equity in any publicly traded company or private for that matter. I don't want them anywhere near it. Not that I don't think that Trump will make a lot of money on the deal. I think that the government will make money. However, the problem is what happens when the next Obama gets in and decides that, hey, we're going to use this chip manufacturing company that we now own part of to create these chips that are going to be give us a back door to spy on everything that you do. I mean, these chips are going into everything, your TV, your microwave, your everything, right? Your computer, obviously, everything these chips go into. I don't want government getting their hands anywhere near these things. So I'm a huge no way. Don't like that move at all.
Glenn, do you want to go to the phone lines real quick? Because we do have somebody, Mark from Tonawanda, joining us. Mark, I see you want to talk about two guys you can't stand. I'll let you take the floor. Thanks for joining us, Mark. I know.
Yeah, screen that I one better. That. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, what's going on, Mark?
I'm going to tell you something. I turn the TV on, and I can't believe that mayor in Chicago. He needs to have a drug test and a mental evaluation. This guy's out there. How these people get elected is beyond me.
And did you hear what he said? His intellectual prowess.
They're nut jobs. I got Pritzker. What does Pritzker do? Does he think people are that stupid? Oh, look, Chicago's not bad. Of course it's not. If you're going to stand by a little lake where there's still little swans and ducks. How
right, not
I
his neighborhood, right?
Between 9 o'clock at night and 6 a.m, let's go into your bad areas. Let's do that one. He don't fool me. He might fool everybody else, not this guy. And then when he sits there and tells Trump, you got to go. You know what? It's all posturing. They don't want somebody to come in and clean it up, and they're afraid of losing their getting reelected. You know what I'd tell that guy if I was Trump? He goes, you got to go through me. I'd say, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go through you, over you, and under you. Because they would do it to Trump. Nobody in this country should ever be mad If you send people, I don't care if they're little green men from Mars, the more the merrier. If you're stopping crime, who cares?
Right,
I just don't
exactly.
understand it. I don't understand.
That's what everybody wants that, Mark. I don't care what political party you, know, when they go down the street, they don't ask political affiliation.
I don't get it.
But, and it's funny, well, it's a mental illness.
You go on TV and, you know, you hear all these people, they don't even realize how vulnerable they are. Oh, this is wrong, that's wrong. I'd love to go on them TV shows. I'd say you'd be the first one crying.
I will tell you what.
You and your kid. These people are nuts. They're nuts. Yeah.
Mark, there's a reason. There's a reason you don't understand this, Mark, and Glenn just hit on it there. You have a brain in your head. This is common sense of the word that we use a lot on our show. It's common sense, right? Why would you do that? Right.
I will say this, though. Again, when you talk to the people in these communities, they want this. They want more police. They want more safety. And these are Democrats, too. The people that you're seeing on TV, Mark, are the white liberal women that live in these nice, cushy suburbs with a white picket fence where there's no crime anywhere near them.
Or the white politician that walks around with private security all the time, Glenn. That's the other people that say it on TV, too.
And those women who are sitting there yakking, they are high-value targets for criminals. They should be talking louder than me. I don't care if
even when it happens to them.
I don't care if you have a tank on my street. I could care less. If it's a bad neighborhood, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. People got nobody to blame but themselves. If they weren't doing this crazy stuff, I seen something happen in Harlem, some lady in a walker get shot in the face. I don't want to hear people cry because you know what? Yeah, unfortunately, there's a group of people do something. It's just like when you're in school. We all have to suffer. But you know what? I'll suffer a little bit. Get this trash and get it out to the curb and get rid of these guys. These guys are nut jobs. I'm talking about the criminals and the politicians. And I just wanted to close with my other buddy and Mr. Trump wannabe in California. What's his name? Gavin Newsom?
Newsom.
Now, you see, this guy's dangerous because he's got a quarter of a brain. He's doing everything that Trump does because he's looking down the road. Oh, this is working for Trump. Well, yesterday he activated statewide all the California Highway Patrol. Oh, he's only doing it just to get elected because once he gets in, he'll say, oh, okay, I'm not doing that no more. See, that guy's a little bit dangerous. He's got a quarter of a brain, not half a brain, a quarter of a brain, because he's following Trump's lead. And that tells me he's a bigger phony than I just can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. You know? He's totally fake. He's a used car salesman. He's a sleazebag. He's an absolute sleazebag. He slept with his campaign manager's wife. I mean, he cheated on his own wife. He's a sleazebag. He's a sleazebag of the highest order. He's got no chance on a national level.
If I don't recall, I think the people in California, didn't they have him up for a second vote for something a few years back, and they voted him back in?
They had a recall vote, and he failed.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The recall vote failed. Yeah, so here's the thing in California, just like in New York. I mean, when the state, the county, and the local government are the top 1, 2, and 3 employers, right? Who do you think was the biggest voting block for Mark Poloncarz? County workers. The people that are on the gravy train, that's who.
And
I'm not saying they don't work. I'm just saying that, you know, when you hold sway over somebody's paycheck, they're a lot more likely to do what you want them to do when it comes to voting, right? If you're the one who's stroking the check to them every Friday and you say, you know what, I think we want pizza for lunch, they're going to say, yep, sounds great. Pizza for lunch it is, right?
Yeah.
Look, that's the problem, right? That's in places that have a thriving business environment, in places that have a great environment and a thriving business environment where the state and the county are not the two biggest local employers, Democrats lose every time. It's not even close. Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, I got to let you go, Mark. We're up against the break here. I really appreciate your call, though, and I totally am with you 100%. I think Gavin Newsom's a total phony. The guy in New York City, though, which is what I love, what's his name? The mayor, Johnson.
Mom Donnie. Brandon Johnson.
Brandon Johnson. Yes. I mean, he came out literally said, Trump is threatened by my intellectual prowess. In the same interview, he was talking about like the $8 billion budget deficit that they have. Yeah. J.B. Pritzker, by the way, is so phony. This guy, he talks about Trump inheriting money. J.B. Pritzker inherited $1 billion, right, from the Hyatt Regency chain. That's his family-owned chain. instead of going out and building more businesses, he just invested in private equity that just goes out and buys companies, right?
Yeah.
So you got Trump on the one hand, who's building new companies, J.B. Pritzker on the other, who's a private equity company, and we all know how private equity companies operate. So, all right, I know we got to go to break. We'll be right back here. You've got the financial guys, Mike Spiraza, Glenn Wiggle, in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WB.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome back. Joe Beamer Show here on WBEN. Financial guys filling in for Joe Beamer today. Mike Spiraza, Glenn Wiggle in studio. If you want more of the Financial Guys, check out our Financial Guys media app. We do a lot of different interviews, podcasts, everything each week. And of course, this show each and every week right here on WBEN. The Financial Guys Show is Saturdays 1 to 3. Glenn, first off, do you want to tease a little bit what you're doing for game show later? Are you doing game show?
Yeah, game show.
Yeah.
No, I've got. We're gonna do. What did I title this thing? Boy, I had a name for it. Who am I with Paul Dow? Who am I?
Okay.
And so I'm gonna read off some statistics on, not statistics, but just some factoids on a few politically connected folks, I'll say, and whoever guesses first, the buzzes in. We'll have a caller on, so it'll be you, Hayflick, and the caller.
Okay.
And whoever chimes in and guesses the right person first wins. Although everyone gets a prize, every caller will give a hat, T-shirt, mug, whatever, bobblehead, whatever you like, okay. Whatever we have in our prize closet. It's not that exciting, so don't get too excited. There's no concert tickets. There's no Bills tickets. There's nothing of any sort of value whatsoever. Just Financial Guys logo stuff.
Glenn, I will do today. I will do. Is this a real headline or is it satire? So we'll play
that. Love those. Those are good
today. So
those are fun.
Wait for that.
Those are getting tougher.
I know.
Those are getting tougher. Those are like honest to gosh. Some of these. Some of these headlines are just so like bizarre. You're like, no way, but it's true. Some are true. And then the wacky ones, you're like, no, that's probably true. And it's not, right? It's not.
So. Yeah, no. I will do that later in the show. So stay with us for Glenn and I's Financial Guys trivia. We will have game show music as well. That's one of our favorite parts of game show in the second half hour of hour number two. So stay with us on that. Glenn, I'm doing some homework for you on a topic we want to talk about, but let's get into the topic so you can at least touch on it. The interview here on WBN earlier this week or last weekend about NYSEG, if you want to jump into that and their, I guess, failed meters. The meters are failing.
I don't know if people believe this or not. Honestly, I have a hard time. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. I just caught this on, I think it was Facebook, WBEN Facebook page, put something out there, and let me see if I can find it here. It was on Dominic's show this weekend. Dominic Cortez been on for, I think, is like longer than us, actually, on WBEN, which is pretty amazing. But he had the CEO, president of NYSEG, on talking about the new smart meters and the increased costs. Everyone's seeing these jumping electrical costs, right? Of course, they're always trying to raise the cost. Now, just so everybody knows, NYSEG, it sounds like a nice New York State company. It's not. It's now owned by a Spanish utility company, so it's not a local company anymore. But this quote just bugs me, and I'm going to talk more about it on our show tomorrow from 1 to 3. But let's see here. 96 president and CEO, blah, 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 providing details about smart meters and New York State's push to electrification. For those that don't know, of course, no gas at the end of the year. No more gas stoves, no more gas furnaces, because, you know, natural gas, of course, being our most abundant and cheapest alternative, we can't have that. New York can't have that, right?
No.
This is the quote, though, that really bugged me. Quote, "Your legacy meter may have been underreporting," she said, responding to concerns about higher bills after smart meter installation. Now, I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole interview, but I got to tell you, as a business owner who has, you know, launched and you know, started, owned several still, sold a couple, I think a dozen different businesses. I'm 53 years old. So in the last 30 years, Mike and I have created 12 different companies, right? We currently own like six of them. And I can tell you that not one of these companies is there any sort of discrepancy between services delivered and payments made, right? Now, do we have bad payments? I'm sure. You know, do accounts close and then things don't get paid? Yes. You know, that's because you have to write stuff like that off, right? Sometimes you have bad, you know, whatever. But I can tell you that if we had a billing system, let's say, where we had X amount of assets under management and we were billing for that, and the billing didn't match up what our expectations were, we would look into that. We'd be looking at the finance department and figuring out what was going on. This, to me, is a garbage answer. And I'm going to reach out to this lady and see if we can't get her on our show to talk more about this, because I don't believe it. I don't believe that any utility is running a business where the meter that is tracking the actual delivery of those services isn't accurately reporting. Because if – look, I'll just break it down for you. If you were 8 years old, right, I can teach this to a 10-year-old, let's say, 10 years old. Here, little 10-year-old, here's a pitcher of lemonade. I want you to sell cups of lemonade, okay? This pitcher is going to make 10 cups, meaning you can pour – there's 10 cups in this pitcher, okay? I want you to sell each cup for $1, right? If at the end – if the pitcher's gone and the 10-year-old's only got $8, he's going to question, or she's going to question, go, wait a minute. Shouldn't I have $10? If there was 10 cups in this pitcher and I sold – each glass for $1, or each cup for $1, shouldn't I have $10? Yes, little 10-year-old, yes, you should have $10. You mean to tell me that a CEO that's probably paid millions of dollars is telling me that what we were paid didn't match what we were delivering in electrical units or however kilowatt hours or however they – I don't believe it. I think that is a total excuse smokescreen for – your electricity costs are going up, right? We were undercharged. Be thankful, Western New York. We were undercharging you for this. Makes you want to run out and get a smart meter, doesn't it? Right? Ooh, sign me up right away. I mean, if that is truly the case, then no, I'm not signing up for it then. I'll take my undercharged electricity delivery service, which I just don't believe.
Glenn, in my department, one of the businesses that you own, To answer your question, do you pay attention to things like that? We have a team that literally invoices every policy that comes in, and then they make sure either we got paid on it, the policy's active, whatever. Like, we pay people for that because as a business, you have to. Imagine if we just didn't get $100,000 of commission. That we're, I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
You can't do it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I can tell you, as a business owner, collecting the money you're due is probably one of the most important components of running that business, right? Obviously, delivering a quality service or product is also very high up on the list, but you could deliver the best product or service in the world. If you don't accurately collect what they owe you for that service, you are not going to be in business very long. So I have a real hard time believing that rhetoric. I will give her an opportunity to come on our show in the future. We'll give her an invite and see if we can't get her on. I'm crying. I call foul. I call, you know,
shenanigans.
Yes. Shenanigans. Yeah, no, I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Not for a second. Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm not going to get too much into it now. I got other stuff to get to, but I just find it really hard to believe. I tell you what, if you were my CEO, I mean, we have, you know, great guys running these businesses. You know, you run the PNC, Brian Faraci runs the Medicare. If I went to Brian Faraci, and I tell you right now, if Brian said, listen, Glenn, We have 5,000 applications on the books, which I think that's a little bit more than that we have. Let's say it's 5,000. And the average premium for those Medicare, whatever, supplement plans or I don't even know what you call them. I'm embarrassed to even say, but maybe Brian Cullen, but whatever, right? If he said, listen, about 300 hours a plan, we got 5,000 on the books, right? Simple math, right? We should have, what, $1.5 million in revenue, something like that. If we don't, something's wrong, right? I mean, it's literally, it comes right. That is where we begin when we start to look at the financial numbers, which we review every single quarter, right? Every quarter, we're looking at the financial. What was, total revenue, total expenses, what's the net income? You know, we're always looking to make things more efficient. We're always looking to see if we can't lower costs while delivering better service, right? Or more products. Come on. This is basic stuff. You're a huge utility company as a CEO, and you're like, we don't think they were collecting the right. I don't think so. No way. I believe that. Anyway,
and like they did it out of the goodness of their heart. It's okay. Well, we're fine.
Weren't paying as much. You were really getting a deal before Western Year.
We don't even want to charge you back now. Please. We don't want to charge you back. Just get this new smart meter. And one thing I want to say too before we move on. So you didn't have meters that worked the first time, and now you want me to trust that this new meter is going to be excellent and reporting the data perfectly? Get out of town.
Meters aren't reporting properly, how do we know that you're not overbilling?
Right.
I mean, these are serious questions that this begins to raise. If your meters aren't right, as you claim that they were underreporting the usage, then that begs the question, are these meters really, all they're cracked up to be, smart or otherwise? How do you know that you weren't overpaying this whole time?
Right.
I'd like to see the numbers on that. I'm telling you, if one of our companies, let's just use Medicare, super simple, right? 5,000 applications, 300 hours an app. If the numbers don't match, we're doing a forensic audit. That's the first thing we do is we start to count up what's missing. Did something fall off? Did something not get paid? Are we over-reporting? That happened. We had when we first started the business, we had somebody, other leadership that was running the company. It wasn't Brian. And it just, the numbers never matched. They didn't, the revenue didn't match what I was being told was our app count. And right away I knew, I'm like, this isn't right. What do you mean it's not right? It's not right. We're missing revenue here. And it turned out our app count was wrong. And so we fixed it. And now it's right down to the penny. But as an owner, I'm not even involved in the business other than looking at the financials. And right away, I'm like, this is right. Like that.
And Glenn, to your point, I don't mean to cut you off, to your point, this is not you look at it once every 5 years. I mean, we have partner meetings like bi-weekly. We're talking about these things because money matters. It's everything.
If you're running a business, you have to collect the amount of money that you're delivering. If you're delivering a million kilowatt hours at $1 an hour, you better have $1 million coming in. If you don't, something's wrong. It's just super simple. I mean, again, this is so easy. An 8-year-old can figure this out. How many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, does a CEO make? Yeah. I don't believe it. Anyway, we'll see if we can't get her on. She, her.
Yeah. Anyway, that is in her bio, by the way. Okay. Glenn, I want to plug real quick for the phone lines. 716-803-0930. You want to join us? Tell us about anything. Nice egg. What your feelings are about the country right now. Our poll question, I guess, of the day is, do you approve or disapprove of what Donald Trump and his administration has done in the first, let's say, 9 months, almost at 9 months here? Do you approve or disapprove?
And what do you like? What do you dislike? What do you like? What do you dislike? My favorite thing is a safety, no question. What I dislike, as I mentioned earlier, is taking an equity stake in Intel, I think is a huge mistake. I do not want the government involved in buying shares of publicly traded companies in any way, shape, or form. I don't like that move. I think it's just bad. So what do you like? What do you don't like? What don't you like? I'd like to hear that from you for sure. 803-0930 and star 930.
Let me give you one I don't like, Glenn. We've talked about this at length on the podcast, on these radio shows. I don't like that we have nobody getting perp walked yet for some of these crimes.
Well, he got Bolton at least, although he's a Republican. So literally no Democrats. Not one. Democrats seem to just simply be untouchable.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they do. I mean, you got Tish James. I mean, she's black and white. It doesn't get any cleaner than that from a prosecution standpoint. You and me be prosecuted in a millisecond for that.
Yep. And then again, for me, now the Russia collusion hoax, we have the smoking gun with the Obamas. Like, we have it.
Yeah.
Where are we? Can we get something from them?
I don't know. And we'll say I don't mean to put my conspiracy hat on, but we deal with a lot of people. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of clients. Like I said, 5,000 Medicare apps. It means 5,000 individuals we work with. I'm noticing people like Harry Reid will bring him old fashioned, you know, old guy up, right? Old, you know, he's been gone dead a long time. Harry Reid was a senator in Nevada a long time ago. You know, he got a little bit out of line, black guy. Mitch McConnell, black guy. How many of these senators and Congress people end up with black eyes? I know a lot of seniors, and so every now and again it happens. Somebody falls and it happens. Yep. It's very, very rare. There's only 100 senators, right? So we have a pool of like 10,000 people we work with, and I'm telling you, it's pretty rare. We have I don't know how many, probably 100 people come through our office a week at least, right?
At least.
Something's going on, and I don't mean to put the tinfoil hat on, but I don't know who's threatening these people or punching them in the face or whatever it is, but it's like they get a black eye, and then suddenly they sing a different tune, right? Judges, senators, it's weird. Real weird.
Well, I'll say, Glenn, if there's nothing going on, what does that tell you about our political system? You mentioned a few there. I'll mention also Dianne Feinstein. Can we talk about term limits ever? Can we have a conversation? If your tinfoil hat's off, we're just being realistic for a second.
Yeah.
We can talk about term limits. People shouldn't be there that are having strokes on air or that are literally getting their hand raised like Weekend of Bernie's, just
flopping
around. He was sleeping.
Literally. Her staffer's literally raising her hand and saying, here. At some point, I mean, I think you got to have some sort of a mental ability test. Like, if you can't drive a car, should you be voting in our laws? I mean, in all seriousness, like, if you're not well enough to drive yourself, and clearly Dianne Feinstein should not have had a driver's license. Of course, she did have a Chinese spy driving her around, so that was fine. But
same one that Swalwell was doing funny business
so.
With? No, different
one? I don't think so. I think a different one. But she couldn't drive. She's driving herself. Mitch McConnell, Mr. Freeze, he's not driving. I hope not. God forbid. I hope he doesn't have a license still. Yeah. But if you can't drive an automobile, how in the world are you deciphering a 1,000-page bill? And these are bills and laws that we all have to live with, right? We all have to live under these new rules, whether it's Obamacare or, you know, whatever else they decide they want to pass, you know? And you can't even drive a car? You can't even raise your hand? You have no idea. Like, this auto pen thing has got to stop. Like, we elect representatives to represent, not to be, you know, bags of skin with no brain left. That's ridiculous.
What do they call it, Glenn, with long-term care insurance? Activities of daily living? Like, you should be able to
like
get
five
all
or
six
ADLs.
Of those. Yeah.
Tell you what, that's fair. How about that for the rule, right? The ADLs are bathing, transferring, a mobility, able to use the bathroom, able to dress yourself, things like that, right?
Yeah.
If you have, in order to qualify for a long-term care benefit, you have to typically have a doctor say that you have two out of those five or six things. Like, you can't transfer, or you can't go to the bathroom on your own, you can't bathe yourself, whatever it is, right? Maybe we should have the same rule for Congress people, right? If you're in Congress and you would qualify for long-term care because you meet two out of the five, ADLs, whatever daily living things that you can't do, then you can't run again. You're out. Your term expires. That's it. That's the way. I mean, something. Yeah. Term limits would be better, but I mean, for gosh sakes, something.
You heard it here first. The financial guys something. Approach ADLs. Two out
there
of the five ADLs. There you
if
go.
If you qualify for long-term care, you shouldn't be a congressperson. Yeah. Let's go to Bob quick before we get out of the segment here, if we can. Bob in Orchard Park, you've been holding for a second there. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, so I'm hearing lots of shows on your station about the electricity increases. And everybody's talking about smart meters. Everybody's talking about electricity rates. The answer to this is simple. It's not. There might be a little bit with regard to the smart meters, maybe. Nobody really knows. But that's not what the significant issue is. The whole issue is the Public Service Commission is allowing rate increases to NYSEG, National Grid, and Con Ed because of New York State's agenda towards the electricity infrastructure and the wind and the solar. That's what... I pay my commodity to an independent company. I don't pay my commodity charges to NYSEG. That has not gone up. What's gone up is the delivery charges. I have a smart meter. I have a smart meter. My usage is not going up. You look at your bill based on what the commodity is and what the delivery charges are. It's only the delivery charges that have gone up.
Right.
The Public Service Commission.
So you don't believe it then, obviously, right? So you don't believe that the meters were underreporting. I agree with you 100%, Bob. We haven't gotten that far yet, but you're right. It's the policies driving the cost. It's definitely not the meters.
Yeah. No, there could be a little bit the meter. The meters function totally differently. So there could be a delta in the meter. But what I'm telling you is it's not the significant, it's not the significant issue. If you look at your bill, it's obvious.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's not driving the cost higher, is what you're saying. You're right. If you look at your bill, you can see the delivery charges are going up.
My delivery charges from last July to this July, my usage is identical, and I have a smart meter now. My usage was identical. My electricity rate that I pay the separate person for is slightly like $4 more. My bill went up $90 from last July.
Right, exactly. Bob, you got a break. If you want to hold, I'll put you on it. I'll give you more on the other side, but I appreciate it. You're 1,000% right. Let's play this. Let's try this thing at home. If you can show me, if you're out there listening and you've got a old meter went to a new meter and all of a sudden your bill went up, but your usage stayed the same and it's not attributed to delivery costs, and you can show me that, yes, my meter was underreporting, then we got something. But I haven't seen that yet. So we got a break. We got to jump across half of the news. Whole another hour to go. Stay tuned. You got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Sparazza, in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All righty. Welcome back. Hour number two, here on the Joe Beamer Show. Mike Sparazza, Glenn Wiggle in studio, and now joining us, Mr. Mike Hayflick. Mike, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Glenn, you hear Hayflick just to make sure?
I do, yep. He's a little bit low. Right. Turn the mic up maybe a smidgen.
That works.
I'll shout, Glenn.
That works. No. We'll talk a little finance while we got you, because you're the brains of the operation here, so you got to make sure we pick your brain.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but thank you.
And we're going to test your knowledge, Mike Hayflick.
Oh, yes.
The game show, the Financial Guys Game Show Network, we're going to test you out, see how you do.
Are you giving me a category?
We have two. Well, no.
We have two different games. Who Am I?
Yes.
And which is the real versus fake headline. So.
Oh, nice. Love it.
We're going to go to Bob first, finish up our conversation about the NYSEG meters, and then we're going to go into, I have some clips for you boys to hear and all of our listeners out there. And then we will take a break and we'll go to game show for the remainder of the show. So let's bring Bob back on. Bob, you were mid-thought, I believe, there talking about the delivery charges based on what you've seen in your bill.
Yeah, thanks for holding.
So the key point is really that the Public Service Commission, I don't know who controls them. They're unaccountable to pretty much everybody I know.
Democrats.
They're allowing these increases, and I believe I don't know the politics of it, but you know, everybody's talking about the gas and Kathy Hochul with the gas. But what they're hiding is that they're allowing the Public Service Commission to the significant delivery charge increases in the electric. And it's because of the agenda. Now, what they came out with about 6 months ago, they announced that they were going to allow a small charge on your bill. It's a new charge on your bill under the delivery for infrastructure, and that was supposed to be because they were whining about, well, the storms are blowing down the poles, you know, the storms are killing us. That charge is like $10 charge. What they're not talking about is the increase in the delivery charge, and that's way more significant than that infrastructure charge. That's a separate charge on your bill. The delivery charges went up insanely.
Yep. Bob, let me just say one thing
real quick.
So they're worried, and you said this $10 charge about if the lines go down. And this is very interesting to bring up, because when your state is going to be relying on electricity, and let's say those poles do go down, I don't know, maybe in a winter blizzard, let's say, how does one with a new home, Glenn, I'm going to go to you on this one. How do you heat your home?
What do you do?
Well, you start your furniture on fire. That's the idea. Okay. So you want to take your couch and, or if you anything that's got wood.
Yes.
And if you drag it into the garage and you and you make sure you got to have an axe handy, you want to chop it up with an axe.
Yes.
And then feed that into your fireplace. That's your best chance of survival. And now with the with all the electricity.
Okay.
Of course, you can't start your fireplace with a gas starter, so you'll have to make sure you got plenty of buffalo news would be great to burn. I think that's a perfect thing to burn. So
if you got some
of those old ones laying around, that's what we use those for. That's all they're good for.
I have a much more modern way of handling this. Just declare yourself a reptile. You'll become cold-blooded.
Okay, you can hibernate.
Your temperature drops with the dropping temperatures in your home.
Identify as
a reptile.
Yes, there you go. Okay.
Brilliant. You choose, though. You get to choose which reptile.
Yes.
Now, Bob, thank you for holding. You are totally right. We're kind of being facetious, right? I mean, we know it's not the meters. It's not the other. It's the raising the delivery costs and the it's the policies in New York State getting rid of natural gas, getting rid of competition, going to windmills. It's lunacy is what it is. It's not anything that that they're telling you, unfortunately. So thanks for the call, Bob. We certainly do appreciate it, and we'll be talking more about this tomorrow, 1 to 3 on the Financial Guys Radio program. So don't miss out for that. Mr. Haflick, I want to just give you an opportunity to you do a lot of public speaking. You're a former teacher, for those that don't know, which I think is pretty cool. So as a teacher, you do a much better job of presenting difficult material than Mike and Glenn do. And so you have a couple of seminars coming up when it comes to Social Security, which can be a ridiculously complicated topic. You would think Social Security is pretty easy. A lot of people are like, well, do I draw it at 62 or 65? Or do I wait till 70 or whatever? Right. But there's a lot of nuance to it. And I know you guys have a couple of seminars in Buffalo and Rochester that are coming up. I mean, you could just give a quick plug.
Yes, we have September 16th, we'll be in Rochester. September 17th, here in our flagship office, the Financial Guys office at 305 Spindrift. Both are at 615. You can register at thefinancialguys.com, the events tab, or just simply call 833-FIN-GUYS. Glenn, I think this is the problem people have. So when you're accumulating wealth, you're really just on a system of adding to your investments. You're not, if you're able to do that, then there's really not a lot of risk and not a lot of harm. In fact, bad markets are actually a positive for you when you're doing that, right? Without getting into all the detail of buying low-priced shares of whatever you're buying, mutual funds, ETF stocks. That's actually a good thing. When the markets are volatile, you buy more. It's when you retire, though, that you really are facing risks that you sometimes can't overcome. The risks of horrible markets can really, we call it dollar-cost ravage your wealth versus the dollar-cost averaging concept of accumulation. So here's the bottom line. When you retire, you have to have a mindset change, a paradigm shift, so to speak, and think, what's the cost of my retirement going to be? And the cost of your retirement then can be offset by having bigger amounts of guaranteed income from places like Social Security. It's inflation adjusted. It can be very tax efficient. And, the other thing, when you're married, the bigger benefit stays in your household. So you should really, really take a close look at what will the income sources be in my retirement and what amount of income will I need from my own wealth? So I've often used this analogy, Glenn. So let's say you're a fan of Myrtle Beach and you see these three beautiful beach houses. They're all next door to one another, identical. And the realtor meets you and says, this one's going to cost $1.2 million. This one would be $830,000. This one will be $538,000. Like, which house are you running to? You're running to the $538,000 home and saying, get my contract in. Come on. You pay the least you have to for most things in life. Let's pay the least you have to for your income needs in retirement. And that's how you can then leverage Social Security benefits to accomplish that.
And one thing I would say to you, Mike, too, we could plug the book a little bit here, too. You and Russ Geiser in our office with the best-selling authors of The Financial Guys. But I think people, hear things down the road and they're like, oh, my buddy did this or my cousin did that or my brother did this.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these decisions you're talking about are truly not a one-size-fits-all approach. And there's many different options for each person.
Exactly. And so that's the key. Don't think that whatever others have done suits you. Mike, it'd be like me saying to you, Mike, I've never had a claim on my home. I don't need homeowner's insurance. I've never had a claim on my automobile. I shouldn't have automobile insurance. And I'm sure you would say, Mike, but you cannot take that risk.
Right.
Just like you can't take other risks, you shouldn't risk using someone else's strategy for your own income needs and your own retirement. Because let's face it, you are not going back to work once you retire from full-time employment. And if you have to, good luck. It's going to be really difficult. Right.
Yeah, if you're going back to work after retirement, it should be because you want to. And we have a lot of clients that do that. They take up part-time jobs or do consulting and things like that because they get bored at home. But it should be because you want to, not because you have to. So if you need to throughout the week, folks, if you need to come in for a complimentary consultation or just pick our brains, you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS. And again, it's a complimentary review. So if you want to come on in and sit down with one of our certified Social Security claiming strategists like Mike Hayflick or Russ Geiser, or certified estate planner like Anthony Zeffler, or any of the other departments that we have, just call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS. We're happy to have you in if you think like us, and everything will be great. So no problem at all.
One other thing I want to pitch, you talked about costs, Mike, and, and Glenn, you talked about Medicare earlier in the show. It is Medicare season almost here. We're, 45, 50 days away from Medicare season. There is a Medicare seminar, Medicare 101 seminar, I believe, with Brian Janik here at our Williamsville office on September 24th. So you have a Hayflick and Russ Geiser seminar the 16th of September in Rochester and the 17th of September in Buffalo, and a Medicare 101 seminar on September 24th here at our Buffalo office. Again, when you talk about costs, know what you're paying for. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I know Brian Faraci says this all the time, know what you're buying on the Medicare side, because plans are changing. And if you don't have the right thing, that could cost you a lot to hurt what you're talking about, Mike, with your budget when you're in retirement.
Yeah, again, use this as a resource. You can call Brian as well on the Medicare side. I mean, things change year to year. We are a one-stop financial shop, and we're all about education. That's why we do these workshops. We don't talk product. There's nothing specific like, ooh, buy this new, special type of bread or anything. No, it's just literally it's about, how does Social Security work? What are the options? How does Medicare work? What are your options? What do you need to do? What are some critical dates? We've done this for 26 years on the radio. We've done seminars for that same amount of time, even before that. And again, all of the seminars we've always done for our 30-some year career has always been regarding education. So, that's what we're all about, educating the public, because we feel, the more educated the public is when it comes to finance and investing, the better we all are, right? Because the more independent people can be and reliant upon themselves with their own wealth and their own decisions, the less they're going to be, forced to go on to a Medicaid or be reliant on social services. Nobody wants that, right? We don't want that as a society. And you shouldn't want that as an individual. I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that look at that as the gravy train, but, obviously not the listeners of this station. Everyone here wants to be self-sufficient and, not be reliant on, anybody but themselves. And the way to do that is with the proper planning. So we're all about that education. We want to, do the best we can to share the knowledge, so to speak, with as many people that are willing to listen.
For anything that we do, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to the Financial Guys website, financialguys.com. And to register for those events, financialguys.com/events. And you can see all the seminars we have upcoming and any Financial Guys related events that we do here at the office, whether it be in Rochester or Buffalo. Glenn, real quick, because we got about 5-6 minutes here, before we get into game show after the break, I do want to address, I'm watching these videos of that father in Minnesota that lost his child from the shooter.
It's just tragic.
It's horrible. It makes you want to cry just listening to it. But the reaction to what's gone on and just not addressing the real problem here. We're going to talk about this tomorrow as well on the Financial Guys radio show on WBEN here. But it's so sad to me that we're not just addressing head on what the real problem is. And it's a mental health crisis that our country has. It's not the gun. It's not where you live. It's the mental health crisis. It happens everywhere, right? And this is another example of pumping drugs in kids and putting, elective surgeries, even though they're pushing them on these kids because they had a bad day. Address it head on and stop doing that.
And it turns out there's more information that's come out, of course, as more and more will. It turns out that there was some social media posts where this with a shooter has said that he regretted ever transitioning. He regretted ever going that direction. Now he can't go back. And again, it's a shame that we're affirming some of this as opposed to treating, right? Some of this, and a lot of it is mental illness. There's no question about it. It's just tragic. The other thing that's tragic, and I was listening to a little bit of David Bellavia's show. He does a phenomenal job on, research and really knowing his topics. And you know, the Democrats immediately come out and cry about the guns always, right? It's always about the guns for Democrats. So we don't want to hear prayer. We got to get rid of the guns. We need more background checks. Well, the fact of the matter is that just like the shooter in Buffalo, the shooter in Minneapolis, if they had just reported these things to the system, he would have been flagged in the NIC system, the National Instant Check System. Everyone's got to go through a background check that buys a gun, despite what liberals claim. It's not true. You go to any, you know, retail outlet and try to buy a gun, they're running a background check. And in New York, they're also doing it for ammo purchases too. But you can run all the background checks you want if you don't actually report crimes to the system. There was a shooting in Texas a while back, a tragic, they're all tragic, right? Mm-hmm. Same situation. The guy had been, you know, dishonorably discharged, which is an automatic red flag in the NIC system. He also had a domestic abuse charge. Again, another red flag, neither of which are reported. So, again, if you're not going to report the stuff to the system, you know, don't make everybody else jump through more hoops. I mean, yeah, great. Now New York. So think about New York for a second. Okay, just New York. Now, if you want to buy ammo in New York, you got to sit there for an extra 10 minutes and wait for them to run a background check on ammo, right? But again, if they're not going to report the crimes to the system that they're checking you against, what's the point, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where liberals just fail when you actually look at the reality of things. These are what's happening is in many cases, not all of Texas was, but these are states like Minneapolis or Minnesota, I should say, not Minneapolis City, Minnesota, New York. These are states run by liberals. They are soft on crime. They like criminals, right? They call them things like incarceratedly challenged people, whatever you want to call them, like legally challenged, whatever euphemism they use. But the reality of it is that they're, you know, when the crime is committed that would prevent somebody from being able to buy a firearm, they're not reporting it to the system. Mm-hmm. So that makes the system basically useless. So stop talking about, we're going to have universal background checks. We got them, folks. We got them. Liberals aren't reporting the crimes to the system. That's the problem. The other thing, too, let me just say one more thing, because I had the chance to meet. If you haven't read Why Meadow Died, I highly, strongly encourage you to read it. I have met the father of Meadow. I've had a chance to talk with him. He's been a guest on our podcast, on our radio show multiple times. And he tragically lost his young daughter in that Parkland shooting. The difference in response in Florida is that immediately, and this is still to this day, Parkland was several years ago now, every single school has a police officer, even private schools, even the Catholic schools, right? New York, the state of Florida provides the security. Here, an officer, uniformed officer, at the entrance of every single school in Florida. Private, parochial, public, you name it, there's at least one uniformed officer at every single school. And now, is that perfect? No. But there's nothing in New York. Right. Nothing. Nothing. It's ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing in places like Minnesota. You shouldn't be able to get anywhere near a school, right, with a rifle and a long gun and a – I mean, come on. You can't see something like that coming a mile away. Maybe you should take a page from the casinos in Vegas, because you step on their property, the minute you step on their property, they know who you are, where you're going, what your background is. You're not even making it to the door of that casino unless, of course, you have assistance from the government and you end up going into a tall tower and shooting up a concert. But that's a whole other story. Don't get me started on that. That's a conspiracy thing. Don't.
And these are the most innocent and treasured human beings on Earth, right? The kids in schools, like that should be far, far more important than those going into casinos to gamble.
The kid in New York that did what he did in New York here in Buffalo, I should say, literally said he was going to like blow up his school months before. Thing. Like these are not like speeding tickets. These are big deal.
I mean, the kid in Minneapolis, all over the internet, the kid in Buffalo, all over the internet, the kid in Florida, all over the internet, the kid in Florida. I've said this. I'll say this again tomorrow on our show. FBI needs to go. The FBI needs to be completely done, retooled from top to bottom. It is broken. Literally, people in Florida said this kid right here is going to shoot up that school right there, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, and twice, not once, multiple people called the FBI and said, hey, man, this could be a problem. Nothing was done. Yeah. Zero, right? Same thing in this case, right? I'm not sure what the FBI does all day, but they seem to, like, if you start looking up things like pressure cookers on your Google search, they're knocking on your door, right?
Well, what they go through, they go through the current president's wife's underwear drawer is what they do, right? A lot of.
Well, I think that needs, the whole thing needs to be a bit. Yeah. All right, I know we're long in the segment again. I got to go to a break here. So stay tuned. We're
game show
on the other side. 803-0930, *930 is a free call and install. 1-800-616-9236. Line up for a game show. We'll be right back here on the Joe Beamer Show, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment on the Joe Beamer Show today. We are the financial guys filling in for the great Joe Beamer, Mike Spiraza, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Hayflick finishing out the show here. One full 20 or some odd minute segment here. We're going to do a lot of game show. I do want to plug one thing. Glenn, I know you're not the biggest football guy in the world at this point, but last full weekend with no NFL and no Bills until, what, January? February almost?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Buffalo Bills fans, football fans, college football, great weekend of college football. I'm looking forward to sitting on my couch, having maybe a beer or two and watching college football all weekend because there's great games all weekend long.
I like how you said not yet, like as if Glenn will become an NFL fan.
No. He's getting, I mean.
Never. Not unless they get rid of Roger Goodell and things change. Yeah. I guess we should do an over-under to see what the diversity slogan in the end zone is going to be because I think the NFL put out a mandate to make them choose one of, you know, right. One of great. Like six different slogans, like, you know, wokeness matters or some garbage like that. I don't know. I can't look if I'm going to watch something sports or otherwise, I want entertainment. I'm not obviously, you know, I live politics Monday through Friday. We do the radio show and the office and the finance and all this stuff. And obviously we're big believers in, you know, where money meets politics. Right. That's the whole concept of our 20 some year show. And there is a lot of, you know, validity in government policy and the impact it has on the financial markets. There's no question about it. And that's what one of our expertise is. So we talk politics Monday through Friday. If I'm looking to do something that's entertainment, I definitely don't want woke crap shoved down my throat. I don't want it. I don't want to see them kneeling. I don't want to see them getting in trouble for putting a 9/11 thing on their sneaker. And yet a George Floyd thing is no problem. I can't stand that. And so unless and until the NFL changes, I will continue not to be a fan. I just don't care. I will not support. I am one of those crazy, crazy principled people that will never drink Bud Light again. Will never, you know, unless things change substantially. I mean, you can win me back, but very unlikely, right? Things have to substantially change for me to even consider supporting the NFL or anything that they do, honestly.
You and my father both, Glenn, you two are should be siblings somewhere along the line.
He's my brother from another mother, I swear.
There you go.
We've been colleagues and friends for 20-some-odd years working together, and now I know why. We definitely think alike. But you know what? I just don't need it. It's the same thing with these movie theaters and whatnot now, right? You know, I used to like Star Wars. Liberal women wrecked that. Right. Again, I hate to say it. You throw a woman CEO in, next thing you know, they're going woke and nobody likes this garbage. No, look, the whole idea is for things like Star Wars is to attract young men. That's the whole boys, right? That's the target
can't
market.
It.
Right.
Can't
right?
have it.
Glenn. What are you doing?
Yeah.
They don't get it. They don't get it. Destroying America, a CEO, you know, one corporation at a time. I don't want it. So I won't watch movies like that anymore.
And
not
Disney.
Supporting
and Disney.
And
right?
Disney. Yeah. And Target. Yeah. They almost screwed up Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Well, almost. They're not done yet.
Yeah, I know they're not done yet.
Bit,
that's right.
Easy, Mike. Don't jump now. There's still time. There's still time.
Same thing, though. You got a story brand, gray, like, oh, we got to can't have the Cracker or the Barrel. Get them out. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like the Land O'Lakes thing. We've already gone through this. They literally got rid of the Indian. They kept the land. Can't make this stuff up. Yeah, I mean, honest to God, it's the most. It's just so such a shame. Like, we've just whitewashed everything. And again, it's liberal women, I think, white liberal women, specifically suburban white liberal women. Let me be very, very clear on exactly who I'm talking about. You are the problem if you're listening, seriously. Honestly,
poor Aunt Jemima, too. Aunt Jemima got the axe, too. That poor
She got thrown right off the bottle, sadly. Yeah. But, you know, beloved Aunt Jemima gone.
Yeah.
Another thing taken away from us. You know,
It was a great syrup,
back
too.
Back
in
the
I'll 90s. Give I'll give him yeah. that. Well, before we go to game show, if you do enjoy football, Mike Hafe, like I know you do, we'll try, Glenn. We'll try to fill in for you on the football side for the season. But we know Joe Lomas isn't going anywhere. That guy can't. He hates the Bills, but he can't stay away from them. He loves them.
It's the funniest thing. I'm watching you guys do text message because I get nothing invested, right? So I watched the back and forth while you guys are watching the games. Like,
I know.
And at the end, Mike's always like, I never had a doubt.
Never lost faith.
I never doubted him once.
Yeah.
The emotional roller coaster watching you guys go on though as the game.
Oh my gosh.
I find
we have a lot of fun.
As I'm typically fishing or doing something that's very relaxing, you know, alone on a stream. My phone goes off, I look at it, I'm like, oh, there's 86 text messages, and I go back and I read them later. I'm like, somebody had a stroke. Oh no, they're okay. Okay, it's fine. Okay, they won.
Lomas goes from how does he drop that ball?
I know
could have caught that ball to never lost faith.
Never lost faith.
Best player on the Bills.
Good times.
I will get. He always comes back. I will give Mike credit for that. No matter what, he comes back every time. So
hilarious.
But Glenn, do you want to go into game show and start?
Yeah, let's do some game show. Look, if you want to join us, it's way more fun when we have audience participation. So 803-0930. *930 is a free call to sell. 1-800-616-9236. We have a couple different games going. We have which is the true or fake headline.
Yep.
And then we'll have whose career is it? Whose life is it? Whatever you want to. Who am I talking about? Which person is it? Whatever.
Let's go back and forth, Glenn. You do one, I'll do one, and we'll just go back and forth, and we'll go from there. How does that sound?
Well, if you want to join us, 803-0930, *930, and then 1-800-616-9236. All right, let's do this one. So, all right. I already teased this one to Hayflick, so he's got a little bit of an edge. But after San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk were assassinated by former Supervisor Dan White on November 27th of 1978, this person became acting mayor, as she was already the president of the Board of Supervisors. Who is this?
Are there more clues, or are we stuck with this?
I can give you more clues if you can't get it. Okay, how about this?
Right. Can you start that one over again? Do one more of that tip, one more time.
I have to find my zip-up pouch to put my cell phone in. There's a little lock on it so that I don't use it.
You can't
look
it up?
Yes.
Yeah, like in New York State, right? They got little zip-up pouches. I want to know who's making the millions of dollars on all the pouches that were sold to the schools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, huge amount of money.
Got the contract, I'm sure.
Hochul's husband.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay,
something like that.
Yeah.
All right, so this person also was the first female senator of California. Does that help?
Yeah.
Any ideas?
I have an idea.
Okay. You go first, so I can make fun of you.
Okay, how about one more clue? This person was born before the advent of the chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, so it's one of two people. I will ask a question back to you, Glenn. Is her husband the best financial planner in history, or no?
No, he's good.
Okay,
he's good, but he's not that good. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Go
ahead, Mike. You go first.
I was going to say Nancy Pelosi.
No.
See, no. And then you just you threw me off with that last comment.
Was
so now
Dianne Feinstein? What is yes. who is
Dianne Feinstein? Exactly.
Nice job.
Yes. I'll give you one more clue. This person had a Chinese spy nice. As her driver for 20 years. Okay. That's correct.
All right.
Very that nicely done. Dianne Feinstein. Nicely done.
That is correct.
All right.
Yes.
Glad
yes,
I'm
yes.
going to take over here. I will have to use my phone, guys. So sorry, I'm not cheating here. okay. Is this true? We'll say true or false. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. An individual who killed a cop in St. Louis was let out of jail on a $5,000 bond. Is that true or is that false?
Sounds true.
As well. I think the same thing. It's got to be true.
This is true. Brandon Levy killed a cop in St. Louis.
That's
he
crazy.
Was let out on a five. And I, again, Glenn, to your point, is it true or false? The fact that we're like joking about it.
Right.
It should never be true. Never.
Right. Never.
Never.
True. That's true.
Never. That's crazy. Nope, all right. So now you get the idea of the game show. If you want to join us, 803-0930, *930 is a free call and us all, 1-800-616-9236. Hats, mugs, t-shirts, whatever you like. It's all Financial Guys stuff. It's worth nothing, but we're happy to give it away. And everyone's a winner on the show. So 803-0930 and *930 if you want to join us and see if you can test your knowledge against Mike and Mike, the pair of Mikes, Mike Squared. Yes.
Mike Squared.
You want to do another one, Mike? I want me to do one.
Let's do it.
You can go, Glenn. You're good.
All right. Let me see here. Let's go change the music up a little bit.
By the way, Hayes, you are already not as good as Ron Waskow, apparently, from 2 weeks ago. You're 0 for 1.
Oh, yeah. He was unbelievable.
0 for 1.
Like, I would have mentioned the first part about the assassinations and becoming, he'd be like Feinstein. Like, he is like human computer. Like,
well-read
never
guy.
Never have a political trivia. Yep. He's on my team for sure. All right, let me see if I can find the right thing here. Where was it? No, that wasn't it. Okay. Now I got it all mixed up. Hang on, hold on. I'm working on it.
There's Ron Waskow walking by us right now.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, this person was criticized during his tenure for several potentially self-enriching tactics. In 2005, this person earmarked a spending bill to provide a building of a bridge between Nevada and Arizona that would make the land that he owned much more valuable. He called for funding of the construction of the bridge.
Yeah.
I slipped.
Oops.
I slipped. Mr. Reed. That's Harry
Mr.
Reed.
That's okay.
Glenn is 0 for 1 in his own trivia. That's not good. All right. We'll move to me here, Glenn.
Oh yeah, you do much better. I suck at this.
Again, if you want to join us, 803-0930 is the phone number to join us. All right, I'm going to play one here. Where did it go? I got to go to my saved photos here. Okay. Is this true or false? And then we'll play a second game show. If it is true or if it is false, who do you think this was making fun of? I'm trying to trick you guys a little bit. Is this true or false? Yes, I am DEI. Yes, I only got into colleges on affirmative action. I am proud. Is that a true or a false statement?
Oh, that's true.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, true. Yeah, Diane, yeah. I would say that's Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, so that is true. So you both are right there. Now, here's the question. Who is this person? I'll do multiple choice. Is it A, Elizabeth Warren? Is it
Mom Chagan, Liz Warren?
Is it B, Joy Reid? Is it C, AOC? Or is it D, none of the above?
I'm saying A. I'm going A.
Liz Warren.
I'm going Pocahontas.
If Mike knows me the way I think Mike knows me,
I'll go Joy Reid.
Yes, yes.
It's Reid. One of our favorite Joys.
Joy
Reid
actually said that in a podcast. Yes, I am DEI. Yes, I only got into college on affirmative action. I am proud.
Well, thus explains
is now
a lot.
Unemployed.
Explains a lot. Definitely explains a lot.
While
say.
She's doing this, by the way, she has a hat on that says FDT. For all those out there, I'm sure you can go what that is. F Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, that means.
I'm sorry.
Very creative.
I wasn't getting it.
Glenn, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Don't
get some
tell
music
us the
going
answer,
here.
Please. Do not tell
All
us
right,
the
I'll
answer.
See if I can't not screw this one up.
Yep,
here we go. All right, this is going to be a toughie.
Okay.
All right, this person was involved in a scandal. Actually, it was her husband who was involved in a scandal and was accused of using a federal program intended to help the poor to enrich himself in the 10 years that his spouse was in the Senate. This person... also lost a tight Senate race to a challenger who is, I think, still in the Senate. Who is this person? Oh, does John want to play? You can put John on the phone. Quick. Did he hear the question? Let's put John on real quick.
Save us, John. Save us.
I have no idea. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the question?
I did not. Can you repeat it?
All right, here we go. So who am I? Okay. I had a husband who was involved in a scandal, or was accused of being involved in a scandal, for using a federal program which was intended to help the poor to enrich himself in the 10 years that I was in the Senate. I was in the Senate for three terms until I lost two terms and lost my third term race to a challenger who was very popular.
Is there any multiple choice by chance?
Can you give them multiple choice?
Multiple choice. All right. I am.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Is it, Is it AOC? Is it Nancy Pelosi? Is it Claire McCaskill or someone else?
I'm going to say Claire McCaskill.
You are correct, John.
Yeah. All right, John.
Yes. Lost to Josh Hawley.
Oh, Josh Hawley.
Lost to Josh Hawley. Okay. Yep. Oh. That took her seat because, again, they were diverting funds that were supposed to be helping the poor. What a surprise. Like, because that never happens. Like, there's no politicians out there that are using these federal programs to enrich themselves, right? So, John, I'm going to put you on hold.
Yes, yes. That's what I was going to say.
And we'll grab your number, and we will send you a prize. And we'll call you on Tuesday, I guess it will be, if that's okay. Or maybe later today, if she's still in. All right. Thanks, John.
Way to go, John.
Tanner, if you can just grab John's number, that'd be a huge help for us. We appreciate it. And anybody else wants to join us, 803-0930 and star 930. All right, Mike, you're up with the next question.
All right, here we go.
Oh, more music. Sorry, hold on.
Let me also pull up here, too.
How about this one? Well, let's see. We got Beamer coming up here. We got to put some Beamer music. This is the original Beamer game show music right here. There we go.
Mr. Glenn, you cannot play in this one. It's Hayflick versus himself.
Here we are.
This one here.
Here we are.
All right. I told Glenn this one in a break earlier in the show.
It's unreal.
True or false, Gavin Newsom is worried that illegals will be afraid to vote because of ICE. Is that true or false?
My first hunch is that it is true, but I'll say false.
You're going to say false. Glenn, I'm not going to answer this. I'm just going to play the clip.
Okay.
Here we are.
Do you think ICE is not going to show up around voting and polling booths to chill participation? You know that. The National Guard, you know that. Everybody knows what's at stake.
Now, I'm going to ask a question to you, Glenn.
Seems odd.
Since when can illegals vote legally? Is that something I missed? I don't know.
Well, I tell you, in places like New York City, they have voted to allow illegals to vote in local elections. So it is no secret that Democrats wanted to pack the country with millions and millions and millions and millions of illegal voters so that two things can happen. Number one, they can pad the census, because if the census was accurate, if they never removed the U.S. citizen question from the census, I don't think we're as close as we are in Congress right now, right? A lot of these states like New York and California in particular, if it wasn't for the counting illegals, which is about 20% of the state, they would lose 20% of the representation, right? Because it's based on population. Mm-hmm. And so the big fight for 2030 for Republicans is not the redistricting fight. It's the getting that question back on the census, because we should be, you know, basically asking the question to American citizens. Their argument was, well, they're in the community, and the census is what we determine what the needs are for communities, and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. You can still take their information, ask the question, are you a U.S. citizen or not? If the answer is I am not, then you don't get to count that person for your representation in that state, for your population count. This is the game. And the Democrats, by the way, they don't care if your daughter gets raped and murdered. They don't care. You can't tell me they care based on the policies that they put forth. So all they care about is winning. So there's no question that's what their plan is. So, yeah, of course, in California. I don't even think a lot of these folks even vote. I think that they harvest the ballots and they mail them in on their behalf, or they just fill them out and make them up and mail them in. Again, I've said this for a long time. You cannot tell me that folks that can't support themselves, that folks that can't get a job, that folks that can't be self-sufficient, that folks that can't pay their own rent and buy their own food are somehow the most civically minded people on the planet and never, ever, ever missed an election. I mean, I know super politically connected people that miss elections. I know. I mean, I know people that, you know, I miss the primary. I miss the primary every now and again. But not these folks. No. They have a 100% voting track record for primaries and general elections. I'm not buying it. There's a lot of shenanigans going on, that's for sure.
Even those that know that voting is a constitutionally protected right don't go and vote. So these people that have no idea what the Constitution means or what it is and, you know, what you can and can't do, what you should and shouldn't do, yes, they're probably not lining up just out of their own understanding and choice. It's just impossible to think that.
Glenn, we're running out of time. I was going to do a funny one. Shooter walks free as police tackle and arrest an AR-15, because that's what's happening here.
Right.
At Babylon B article, obviously. But that's what's happening. All right, we got to wrap because we're coming up against it here. If you want to hear more of the Financial Guys, we are live tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Congressman Chris Collins, our special guest tomorrow.
Collins. Yes, 1 p.m.
Former
to 3 p.m. right here on WBEN or download the Financial Guys app. You can get all of our content Monday through Saturday. We hope you have a great rest of the weekend. If you need us throughout the week, you think like us, 833-FIN-GUYS. Thanks again to Joe Beamer and WBEN for letting us fill in today. We had a great time as usual. The last 3 weeks have been a blast. 833-FIN-GUYS, financialguys.com. Mike Hayflick, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
For an hour. Glenn, always fun with you.
Yeah, Joe Beamer coming up to fill in for Tom Harley, so stay tuned for that. Great four-hour show coming up. And he's doing one-hit wonders from the 80s and 90s, so I can't wait to hear that. So stay tuned right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.